Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC, and he said, "Now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Yes, you've
got to be kidding me. They're trans people,
yes.
just like the Wachowski brothers, the creators of
Matrix. Yes,
unbelievable.
Yes, so they are. If you look into the funding behind LGBTQ, two of the biggest funders are transgender Jenny Pritzker and transgender Martine Rothblatt. And both of them are multi-billionaires. They have put a lot of funding into this. They have a lot of people. They control the lobby in DC pushing for the transgender thing. And they're transhumanists.
Hey, friends, that was Mel Kay. And this is a 2-part interview because we went on a marathon today, almost 2 hours of deep conversation about the deep state and taking our country back. So I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into part one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to US sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com. and BitChute and Rumble and Odyssey and Podbean and wherever you can find me, I thank you for doing so. And I feel like it's getting harder and harder to do that. But at any rate, we'll keep plugging away and remind you that for real news every day, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. Guys, I'm delighted to have back on the line my friend now for quite some time, Mel Kay. I think she is as sharp as a tack, one of the best analysts out there. And I'm very eager to have this conversation about, boy, is it the crumbling of the Republic or the retaining of the Republic or the regaining of the Republic? Where do we stand, Mel?
Thank you so much, Sean. You're my favorite. I love coming on with you. I feel the same. I think that it's a variety of things. It is a battle. It is a struggle between good and evil. I believe God and Satan, basically. And I fully believe God is winning if you look at it from big picture and you look at everything that's happening. But, you know, as I call them, the demons or the puppet masters, they are in a corner and they're not giving up easy because next stop for them is full disclosure and loss. So, it's a tenuous time, but I do think that we are winning, at least in the big picture.
Well, let me read a quote, and you know exactly who this is from, but just so the audience knows, this anti-human, anti-American agenda that the Democrats embrace, this was all born out of, well, a playbook by a guy named Saul Alinsky, who wrote, "They have the guns, and therefore we are for peace and for reformation through the ballot. When we have the guns, then it will be through the bullet." And guess what? Their reformation through the ballot is stealing elections and ushering in their Marxist communist ideology, Mel. And people have had quite enough.
Yeah, I think people have had enough. And the truth is, this is a very small group of people. We are not talking about the masses, the majority. That is obviously a media lie. I keep saying the propaganda that we are watching right now, the mind control, the full-on assault of our psyche in general has been beyond comprehension to anyone in the past. Like, I feel Hitler and Goebbels and Himmler are looking up from hell thinking, wow, they're good. But the media has overplayed their cards. And basically, it's not the media. It's the controlled demolition of America from the inside out. And they're all in on it. They don't realize that they're useful idiots, but they better start realizing it because they are losing their narrative. And I think this Truth Ministry thing was like the last straw for a lot of people to finally be like, okay, enough's enough. Gloves off. You know, I know that it's the conservative side that isn't as organized, isn't as out there, but not anymore. And the assault on our kids has been gut-wrenching to watch, but at least it's being exposed and exposed in real time. And I'm seeing a lot of progress on that end too.
I think people are so angry at this point that I wonder how many people are even going to file taxes. Who would want to pay taxes to a government now that is overtly criminal? Yeah. And has thrown the people under the bus. Meanwhile, Biden calls MAGA the most extreme ideology in American history, while indoctrinating children in schools with CRT and sexual orientation propaganda. They call that education. While BLM and Antifa and Soros are praised, while a man who identifies as a woman breaks every female collegiate swimming record, and that's called liberation. While the borders go unprotected and Afghan refugees are given $400,000 to buy homes in Florida, you pay taxes because you're a free American.
Right. Yeah, it's that bad. And here's the thing that I think most people need to understand. The installed regime in D.C. is are puppets to I believe that our country has been taken over by an oligarchy. I believe that there are five people, unelected billionaires, that are controlling everything with their class of billionaires. These people, you know, I've talked about it before because of my life. I've gotten because Manhattan and in Hollywood and even in where I lived in Florida, I've met a lot of these people that literally do not look at the rest of society as equal to them. They really believe that they are the rulers of this country and they're being exposed. With the CRT, the sexualization of our children, the everything that they're doing in school, the whole transgender agenda, it can all be traced to the same exact globalist billionaire class. And it's not about, people need to understand, this is not about sexualizing our children or transgenderism or racism or any of that. This is about straight up the dumbing down of the masses, the transhumanism agenda, the confusing people into such a place of chaos and creating a compliant, obedient society. And anyone that's not going to go along, they're going to try to destroy through lawfare or whatever else. And you know, I want people to know, to look up who these people are, who are behind. You have to look at the money behind the education thing and everything, the transgenders in the school, LGBTQ. It goes to a small group of people. That would be the Pritzkers, this guy Gill, Stryker, Rothblatt, and they're all involved with Gates, of course, and the Global World Economic Forum, like Fink, Schmidt. Each of these people have a big part that they're playing. That is who is running America. And we need to decide, do we want we the people to have the power or a bunch of billionaires that when you trace their histories, a lot of them inherited this money. They don't relate with we the people, and yet they're trying to social engineer to make our country look the way that they want it to look. Well, if you look at them, these aren't people that I want my children or your children or our children's children to be emulating. These are not good people. And the truth is we are captured right now in America, but the people have a bigger chance than they think, but they need to stop waiting for somebody to come and really take action themselves. I'm seeing it more and more, but I think it needs to be a lot more because I don't think people are fully grasping the concept that the end goal for them is for America to cede our sovereignty, to be basically a communist country in straight track and trace surveillance controlled by a small group of people that hang out in Davos and in Aspen and in Manhattan's penthouses and decide what's best for the rest of us. And people really need to realize the entire DC establishment is a controlled operation, and the goal is the controlled demolition of America from the inside out. And that's where we are. But I do believe that there's enough going on and enough pushback that it's going, the dam's going to burst. That's what I think.
Well, I want to do another screen share here. I mentioned Saul Alinsky because that was one of Hillary Clinton's heroes.
Oh, yeah. And she wrote him love letters, basically.
Yeah, but I want people to understand, and our audience does understand, but the normies don't. I want people to understand what we're up against. And one of the things Saul Alinsky said is the establishment can accept being screwed, but not being laughed at. But they're being laughed at every single day right now by those of us who can think. Like this disinformation governance board that you mentioned. It's absolute lunacy. But here's what they're doing. Alinsky says, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Well, I think that used to be true, Hillary Clinton being one great example. But look at these loons now on TikTok, and they're frankly demonic.
Yeah, they are demonic, and they don't hide that. That's the thing about these people. If you really look into it and look into what they believe, you know, all you have to do, Saul Alinsky is one of them, but also go back to who spawned Barack Obama. That would be the Weatherman Underground, true domestic terrorists who used division, race, and feminism, radical feminism, which was created by the CIA, dividing by race, dividing by class, dividing by this. It's all about divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And, you know, we're at a place where these radicals have gone off the edge. But the problem is they didn't train their next generation properly. And these people, they are so in your face. They don't, like Saul Alinsky was about being covert. But these people, they don't even care. And that's the thing. The same thing I think about what happened when Donald Trump won in 2016. The entire establishment, the Clinton machine, the Soros machine, they weren't prepared till that night. And everything that they've done since has been basically in a state of panic and protecting themselves. And I think every level of this, including what's going on in Ukraine, everything that is happening financially, this is all about covering up crimes that these people got away with for decades. And to think right now, I think people are starting to get, there is no difference between Bush, Clinton, and Obama, and all their acolytes that have gone along. It's we have been greatly deceived by believing that we had a two-party system and our votes mattered and all of that. And I think the light has been shined enough that there are enough people in America that are standing up to these people and saying no more. Even the Durham stuff coming out. I mean, there's just so much going on in all these different realms at one time. And to me, it just looks like sheer panic on their side in real time. We've heard about that it would be panic eventually, but I see every move they make, including that ridiculous truth ministry, this is panic. This is covering up their crimes. This is shutting people up so they're not exposed. And they're being exposed, and I love watching it.
Yeah, you mentioned something very important, and I'll do another screen share here. So the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers. Obama and Bill Ayers together from the beginning. Guys, Bill Ayers was one of the members of the Weather Underground, and it was FBI infiltrator Larry Grathwall who played along and pretended to be a part of the Weather Underground, and he reported that their plan was to overtake the U.S. government, and when they finally got power, they were going to usher in their communist ideology, and by their own measure, by their own estimate, some 20 to 30 million Americans would have to be extinguished, murdered, or at least put in camps, but they did say extinguished, to succeed with their communist revolution. So I agree with you. Bush, Clinton, Obama, complete treason. Going all the way back to Bush Sr. and his papa, Prescott Bush, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes back to even bigger than that, honestly, is the entire fraud that is the United Nations that was sicked upon us with a lie about globalism and everyone getting along in peace. No, Rockefeller, Brzezinski, Kissinger, everyone, Bush Sr.'s father, all these people were involved in the ushering in of the one world government, and which included communism in America and top-down control that would eventually go global. But the entire fraud of the United Nations is something that on the other side of this, because I believe that the Great Awakening cannot be stopped and that we will have a victory here. We got to dismantle that United Nations. We got to dismantle the Federal Reserve, all their tools that have kept us enslaved, kept us stupid. You know, the whole mind control, Hollywood machine, CIA controlled machine. And all of this stuff has all been perpetrated by this group of people that have not hidden their agenda. If you look at their agenda, you're talking about Saul Alinsky. Well, of course, he dedicated Rules to Radicals to Lucifer, as did the United Nations. Their philosophies, the under the Lucifer Publishing Lucis Trust, is the meditation room at the UN to this day. And it was put in there as the underlining philosophy of the United Nations and the one world government, which is strictly based on Luciferian principles, many of which are playing out right now. We talked about the children. Well, in that and in Saul Alinsky and in Communist Manifesto, the Marxist playbook, are the destruction of the family, the destruction of religion and God, and the co-opting and control and obedience of our children over multiple generations. Then they thought that that was a win. So if people don't understand, the war on the children is really about destroying the nuclear family, destroying Judeo-Christian values that our country was built upon, and then creating an obedient and subservient class. Because if you look at everything that's gone down in the last 2.5 years, what we do know is that they wanted to destroy the middle class, have no more middle class. And this is worldwide, which is what people have to realize. When I say America is captured, the Build Back Better bill and the also the Green New Deal are in all G20 countries because they were written by the World Economic Forum and their global leaders. So we, once they installed the Biden regime, these people started full force, whether we liked it or not. Kissinger's talked about it many times that it would come to this, that we would be basically sold out like they did in Glasgow and COP26 to the one world government, the New World Order. Right now, you know, people are looking at the World Economic Forum. There's many branches above them, and it really goes up to the Bank of International Settlements, IMF, World Bank. But this is, complete enslavement of humanity and the destruction of anyone that would fight back, i.e. the middle class, the entrepreneurs, the creators, the farmers, the small business people, anyone that would question the narrative or fight for our country or their children needs to be destroyed. That has been the plan. And it's gotten so far that they finally went to the tipping point. And right now we're watching them. We see who they are. We know what they're doing. You know, they're ushering in a famine. Yeah, that's in the playbook too. It's like, we see you.
Yeah, 100%. I keep saying that. They're trying to engineer a famine. And I think they're going to get away with it unless they're brought to justice. I mean, Bill Gates is the largest owner of farmland now in the country. And as you know, that's not because he cares about people and wants to feed them. Certainly, he doesn't want to feed them healthy food. All right, another screen share. When I mentioned Bill Ayers as being a member of the Weather Underground, that was incorrect. He was one of the founders of the Weather Underground. So now let me ask you this. We'll take a look at little Chucky Schumer here.
Don't forget, with his wife, Bernadine Dorn, and also just died this week, Chesa Boudin is the DA of San Francisco because of Soros, who's also a big proponent of the Weatherman Underground and the communist Marxist agenda. Chesa Boudin, his mother, who just died, she was also a founder of the Weatherman Underground, and his father. These people were a small group, and of course, out of Chicago. They were all rich, white, privileged children. It's not different than what we're seeing now with Gates and all of and Fink and all these people. It's the same ilk of people, same mentality. And then what happened? They basically all got pardoned, except for a couple of them. And then they ended up being professors at Ivy League schools. You can't make it up.
Oh, it's also sick. All right. So Chucky Schumer, I wanted to ask you about Roe versus Wade. What is going on here? At first, I wanted to give this some time so I could just noodle on it. And now I'm starting to think this is all about the vote in midterms. They're trying to rally their base. But if that's the case, how do you explain what the Supreme Court did? Are they in on it? Is the Supreme Court just as infiltrated as the rest of our government? I'll give you a second before you respond. Here's Chucky Schumer.
Every American is going to see on which side every senator stands. Third, to the American people, I say this. The elections this November will have consequences because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot.
See, it's all about the vote, and you succinctly summed up the plan a minute ago when you said this is all about a war on the nuclear family, and it's a war on our children. Now, it's funny that they care so much about life, they say, life and liberty, but not when it's a baby, even in the ninth month in a mother's womb. And some of these states even want to be able to kill the babies in the first 28 days after birth. Mel, what is this Roe versus Wade drama all about at this point in human history? The timing is very odd.
Right. Yeah, I think the timing is very well planned. I don't know about the Supreme Court, but I do believe that every Supreme Court justice should be looked into in terms of their financial background, who's their background. We really need to clean house. I was talking to Kash Patel, and he was saying that when we're back in power, that they're going to do oversight of the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA. I think they should do it on the Supreme Court as well. Though it does appear that this was a well-orchestrated plan. They slipped this thing. There's a connection to the Politico, and it's kind of clear who did it, a clerk. But whenever that comes out, it doesn't matter. This was the last bastion, we thought, of integrity and respect in this country was the Supreme Court. We now know that in one way or another, it's also been fully infiltrated. Then it comes out on Monday night. Suddenly, Planned Parenthood's already there, you know, with the signs and stuff. And here's really what I think about all of this. I think most Americans, we have to really take a step back and look at how they organize. Look at all of George Soros's NGOs. I mean, they're across the board, but a lot of them are involved with abortion and all of this. There's something very wrong. I think most people that are pro-life are pro-life, and they believe birth happens, baby is born at conception and all of that. But this new ilk of like rabid, don't forget, CIA created radical feminists, created Gloria Steinem, created all of this. George Soros created the Women's March and all of this stuff. And the truth is, this is the same money behind everything that we're seeing. I think that most people that believe in God, Judeo-Christian values, or respect that other people do, know that a six-month-old fetus is a viable baby, and that these people are saying that at any time, they don't just want like limited abortion or emergency abortion. It used to be something that was like, you know, it was the worst decision a woman made, and it was like the rare thing, and it was really about health or something major. Now they want you to be able to get an abortion of a baby that could survive outside of the mother, which I don't believe at all. I don't think that's what's going on here at all. I think that this is an industry. This is there's a satanic element to it in my mind. I don't understand. In New York State, under Cuomo, they passed that they could abort a nine-month-old baby, which is a baby, you're killing a baby. And the whole room cheered. And I am watching this thinking, where did these people, what is wrong with these people? I can't understand. But then if you look into Planned Parenthood, who funds it, unfortunately, a lot of taxpayer dollars do, but there's a business model there also. And Planned Parenthood right now, folks, is the largest supplier of puberty blockers for children. So we have to understand there is the depopulation agenda. There is the business, which is, and people can think what they want. I've seen plenty of evidence. There is trafficking. A lot of these so-called abortions after 6 months of viable fetuses, these children are not being aborted. And what's happening, we're not sure, but there is a whole blood situation, organ situation, child situation, and it's not what it seems. And then their useful idiots that they have been indoctrinated for now 20 years that they've been preached to by the same cabal that also runs the LGBTQ transgender radical corner to use abortion as birth control. And when we've gotten to a place where that's what's happening, and then for me, if you look at where most of the Planned Parenthoods are, which is in the inner city, in the Black communities, and in places where these billionaires that fund all of this do believe in eugenics and that they want to control the population, but not just control the population, control who's allowed to have children. And if you put all that together with the fact that Bill Gates' father and Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood to eliminate the undesirables or the minority community, and they did not hide it. And again, another hero, Hillary Clinton, Margaret Sanger. I mean, what exactly are these people cheering for? It's completely demonic. And the truth is, I don't think most people on planet Earth think that, you know, aborting an 8-month-old fetus is even acceptable in any realm, yet they're out there cheering. And sadly enough, I believe that a lot of these people are in on the whole globalist depopulation. They're obsessed with the climate emergency phoniness. Because I saw a lot of people I knew in Hollywood come out immediately calling for people to take to the streets and all the women are going to die. You know, what's his name? Obviously controlled by the LGBTQ lobby. Biden comes out. He says, oh, if they overturn Roe versus Wade, they're going to segregate LGBTQ kids in schools. I mean, says this on TV. It's so ludicrous what they're saying. It's nonsensical. It's like we're dealing with a bunch of MK Ultra, I guess, or brain controlled. I don't know what these people are, but abortion should be rare and it should be necessary.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, now is the time to prepare, as inflation is upon us. And a gold IRA with Noble Gold might just be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation. And with gold, you'll own a global asset, something tangible at a time where collapse appears to be right around the corner. And this month, for every IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, I just said possessed. I mean, Honestly, this is a satanic spirit that has overtaken these people. And you mentioned Planned Parenthood several times. By the way, the imposter in chief just let it slip. These fetuses are children.
I know.
He just said a woman should have the right to abort her child. See, this is what happens when you get a sleepy, old, perverted man who can no longer think and is literally senile at this point. It's just insane. And it's all meant as insult to we the people. All of it is meant to demoralize us so that we just give up. So I want to do a screen share because these people love to mock God. This is just one of many examples, and then we'll get back to Planned Parenthood. So this is the Bank for International Settlements building in London, and it reminds me of the Tower of Babel, but even more on the nose is this. Yet another protest of Houston's new Planned Parenthood headquarters. See that right there, Mel?
Yep.
Well, here's an existing Planned Parenthood headquarters, and here's what it looks like when you superimpose it next to one of these, I don't know if this is Aztec or Mayan, but a place where they sacrificed children and human beings in ancient days. So Planned Parenthood is specifically a child sacrifice organization. There's no two ways about it, Mel.
Nope. And the, you know, the other side of this is, okay, if you look at their argument, right? So they don't want the child, so they should be able to, you know, abort it up to anytime they want, up to 9 months, right? Well, should we be able to kill elderly people that are infirmed and can't do anything for themselves and are living in hospitals? I mean, the argument is ridiculous, and I don't know if you saw some of these demon men out there, like Schumer, I'm sure said it too. Oh, if men could have babies, we'd have clinics on every corner. You're missing the point. The point is that you're killing a human being child against God's will, in my opinion. And what would it matter? I mean, the whole argument is ridiculous. But
Mel,
truth is,
can I just say something? I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have to say, Apple just introduced a pregnant man emoji. So we need to remember these lunatics are saying that men can have babies. So literally, they've hijacked the language, they've hijacked human biology, they've hijacked everything, and in a very satanic way, they've turned everything upside down. So how can they possibly win when literally all they have on their side is dark and lies and the father of lies, literally? And all of us who are Christians, and even many people who aren't Christians, are waking up to this fact, and they don't want anything to do with this kind of hardcore evil.
Yeah. And the scarier thing is that a lot of people still want to think is science fiction, but they can go look up Harari at the World Economic Forum, the prophet of the World Economic Forum, or the person very much behind the transgender movement, a billionaire named Martine Rothblatt and Jenny Pritzker, who used to be James Pritzker. Martine Rothblatt used to be Martin Rothblatt, both billionaires, one of the Pritzker fortune, the other one created Sirius XM. They are the big funders behind transgenders.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me. They're trans people?
Yes.
Just like the Wachowski brothers, the creators of...
Yes, Matrix. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So they are, if you look into the funding behind LGBTQ, two of the biggest funders are transgender Jenny Pritzker and transgender Martine Rothblatt. And both of them are multi-billionaires. They have put a lot of funding into this. They have a lot of people. They control the lobby in DC pushing for the transgender thing. And honestly, they're transhumanists is what people aren't getting. The transhumanism thing is not, Klaus Schwab talks about it openly. He wrote a book, Fourth Industrial Revolution. Also, Kissinger and a very nefarious person people should be looking at, Eric Schmidt, also wrote the Post-Human World book that they put out last year. These people are also obsessed with eternal life, downloading you into an AI simulation like the metaverse. All of these people are funding both of them. So if you look at what Harari's saying about hacking humans and humans are unnecessary and God is fake news and there's not going to be a reason for humanity and that they are gods. Even if you look at Harari's website, and he is the head of science and technology for the World Economic Forum and their prophet, and a guy Obama like recommended his book, you're going to see they think God is a joke. They think humanity is the problem on the earth. And they think that people that believe in God are fools and they can consider themselves God. And he even said flat out that, you know, that they're going to replace God, the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset with a benevolent AI. And if people don't get that, this is the real goal is to meld humans with machines, really, really reduce the human population. Most of them in their writings and stuff, it's somewhere between 500 million that they want and 1 million. Well, those would be the slave class. And then them, which is why they tried to take out the entire middle class worldwide in one fell swoop. And all of this happened as soon as Biden got in there. It was like go time. That's because these people placed Biden there. All of them in DC, the swamp creatures that were under Obama, went across the street and kept going with their agenda. Even though Trump won, we won. They stole the country from us. They kept running at West Exec that Blinken ran across the street, popped back into to DC. And now it's full speed ahead with their transhumanism, eugenics, people need to understand. This is, they do not believe that most people on planet Earth deserve to be here. They do not believe that God put us here. They speak about it openly. You will see there's videos at the World Economic Forum of Harari talking about that there is no free will, that God is fake news, that people that believe in God are fools, basically. That they are hacking humans. They've been for a long time. He says how all the dictators and Hitler and Stalin, they would, if they only had the technology that the World Economic Forum folks have, that they could have done a lot more, you know, and he's saying this. And I know, and then you see while he's talking like this, it flashes into the crowd. Klaus Schwab's up there with him. He's talking about this whole thing that humans have no free will, that they're just animals, they're hackable animals. There's going to be no need for them in the future, Agenda 2030. You look in the crowd, who's in the front row clapping? Joe Biden. And there's real footage of that I can send you. And you'll be like, what? Yeah. It's like Joe Biden, Kerry, Gore, Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, this guy's literally saying, you know, humans are hackable animals. God's a joke. We're God. And we really need to, you know, accelerate this because human and machine are melding, and the ones that don't comply won't be here.
Yeah, I think I can say it.
The worst person in the world.
I was just going to say, I think Yuval Noah Harari is the most demonic person, at least in the things he says, that I've ever heard in my lifetime. And I'm no fan of Klaus Schwab. I think he might just be the Antichrist himself. I'm kidding. I don't think he is. But these people are so explicitly evil. And I must do another screen share here, because my question for you is, do they actually believe that God doesn't exist? Because they love to mock God and biblical truth. So on the left is the Tower of Babel, and on the right is the EU Parliament in Strasbourg. So, Mel, the question is the Bible correct? Because, you know, I like to do videos where I show what is said to be the location of Sodom and Gomorrah, and it looks like an ancient city that was ruined by hellfire, and right, nothing grows there. And to this day, you can still find the most pure sulfur. You can light them on fire with a lighter, a Bic lighter.
Nothing is growing here. The whole thing is like sponge. And I really want to find one of those sulfur stones before the sun goes down. I really want to find one of those stones to show you.
And I'm just so thrilled to be part of the liberty that's in Jesus, because I know where I've come from. I know who I am. I know that I don't deserve God's mercy in the slightest. I know that he has been so gracious to me.
Look, I believe the Bible's real.
So do
I. The question I have is, yeah, do these people actually believe there is no God? Or are they Luciferian? Are they satanically possessed and they want to defeat God?
That's what it is, I think. I mean, they are Luciferians. They admit it. I mean, like I said, Saul Alinsky dedicates his book, the UN's philosophical meditation room is dedicated to Lucifer. And, you know, a lot of people still don't know what happened on Epstein Island and in many other places. You know, they openly do satanic rituals at CERN. This is not new. This has been going on a long time. The spear cooking. They are Luciferian Satanists. Some of them are Canaanites. You know, these are people that believe that Lucifer, the fallen angel, is God on earth. So they believe that Lucifer rules the planet, and, you know, Aleister Crowley is their, basically their Bible, their, you know, their deity that told them this, and they believe it. I've talked about many times, I know Satanists in Hollywood that you all know, that everyone listening knows, they are Satanists, and they worship Lucifer, and that is a real thing. And, you know, just last week we saw, you know, they're trying to put in Satan clubs in all of our elementary schools, and there's the Church of Satan, which isn't the real one. The real one is underground and much more dangerous, but the Church of Satan is going around to all of our elementary schools and suing if they're not allowed to start an after school Satan club. This week, the Church of Satan demanded that they raise their flag at the State House in Boston. And it's the same biblical thing. I think I fully believe that they believe in God, or they wouldn't fight so hard against it, but they're fighting for Lucifer. And this is, they believe that there is no afterlife, I believe. And that's why they want to download themselves. They believe that in what I've learned is they believe that they want to download also themselves into the metaverse to have eternal life. And on top of that, they do, in my estimation so far, believe that there is no law, there is no conscience, and feeling that right and wrong, all of that. You'll see there's tattoos. I think LeBron James has one that says, do as thou wilt, which is Aleister Crowley and, you know, the other LaVey and all the other Satanists, big Satanists. That means that anything you do on planet Earth is fine because there is no afterlife and there is no God. And you know, then they indoctrinate, you know, what is, I think they say, if you indoctrinate three generations, you got them forever. That goes through the genes, it goes through the DNA, it goes through the upbringing. It's just a total meld. And I think we have a big problem with that, especially in these elite, very wealthy, these monarchs and these billion trillionaire families that are one heir after another heir, that you know, all go to Yale and you know, Oxford and stuff. We have a class of people right now. They happen to show themselves hanging out at the World Economic Forum. A lot of them are at Epstein Island or, you know, in Austria or wherever they gather. But they don't hide it. If you look them up and you look at what they say and what they do, they don't hide this.
No, they sure don't. And I want to shine the light on one of these heirs to a fortune who sexually molested, raped his own children, son and daughter, in a second. But you mentioned Satanists in Hollywood. I'm not exactly sure who you were speaking of, but I did know that this was true. A musician, Lana Del Rey, openly practices witchcraft and bragged about trying to put a hex on President Donald Trump. I don't know if you want to name any names. You don't have to, but I've heard that Meryl Streep is a high-level witch, is what I've heard. But yeah, I think that many of these people practice witchcraft, and at the highest levels, they gather in black robes in dungeons to sacrifice children to Satan.
Well, yeah, I mean, Eyes Wide Shut is real. It's you know, we can all deny what happened on Epstein Island. I'm never going to let it go. I think those people need to be brought to justice and brought to justice big time. Personally, my experience in Hollywood is I do know people that are part of the witches coven of the very successful actresses, and the actors are a whole nother level. A lot of them are the OTO and the 33rd degree Masons and all of this. There's an indoctrination process there that is very real. And you'll hear them all talk about it. You've done shows about all these people, but it's much bigger than you think, because you're seeing the celebrities that come out or are outed. You know, you've seen Madonna do things and all the people you're talking about. But there are people that people love that do child sacrifice, do this stuff. A lot of the stuff with the boys especially isn't even about pedophilia. It's about stealing the life force of a child through rituals. They talk about rituals. I mean, just 2 days ago, Megan Fox was out there talking about that her and that Machine Gun Kelly drink each other's blood in rituals. And you're thinking, wait, what? And again, a lot of the same people that we're talking about are the loudest voices shrieking about loving abortion. They don't hide it. It's the same people you're seeing I haven't been on Twitter, probably you're not either, but on Twitter and elsewhere going nuts about, well, what, abortion should be free and legal and infanticide is okay. It's up to the woman. It's somehow about women's health. And it's the same people. And what I will say is a lot of these people are willing to sell their souls to become famous. But what you have to understand about the structure in Hollywood is you're seeing the famous person. Underneath the famous person, probably with more power, are a group of agents and managers and studio executives that are even more powerful than the celebrities you're seeing. And those people are very involved. It was at, I just was talking to Mike Smith the other day, and we were talking about how in the mid-2000s in LA, a big agency, which I believe a lot of these people are involved with that we're talking about, built a new headquarters. And if you look from the top, you're going to see all kinds of symbolism, if you know what you're looking at, of satanic stuff to the Eye of Horus, all of that. The CIA office happens to in the CIA film office happens to be right there. And once that came, it was like the covert, because there's a lot of societies and groups in Hollywood. Some are called cults, some are called religions, whatever you want to call them. They start low. I was once, when I first went out there, I was a kid, but I went into an acting class, and I didn't realize that early on that class, and a lot of people ended up being famous, that a lot of those people were indoctrinated into a religion that some call a cult. But I didn't realize that they ran the school. And this is an infiltration process there. And the younger you go there to Hollywood, and especially if you're a child actor and your parents are either in it for themselves or not very good parents or already abused, the choice of people to make it, they are chosen to make it. I went to NYU. I knew thousands of talented people that never worked one day as an actor or a writer or a director or any of that, though they deserved it tenfold over a lot of the people that do work. But I will say that there is a grooming process and a selection process involved. Of course, there's the phenomenal actors that have nothing to do with it, but you basically haven't seen them work in quite some time. Mid-2000s, everything that started there became overtly pedophilia, overt Satanism, the whole LGBTQ plus push for, you know, that they elevate that group of people above everyone else. The whole BLM thing above everyone else started 15 years ago in Hollywood, and it filtered out. I believe the whole reality TV thing, looking back, was a whole mind control situation. I mean, the extent to which Hollywood has been manipulated, and I do feel for a lot of people there. I know a lot of, at least a couple of actresses and certainly a couple actors, some of them we think overdosed and really killed themselves, that were indoctrinated very young and never couldn't get out, and are now either completely, and there's thousands that you won't know about, but I'm talking about the ones that made it to the level where they became spokespeople for the agenda, and therefore they're the only ones that work. Do people think only 50 actors work in Hollywood? But why are there only 50 actors working at all? And that's basically what it's come down to. Hollywood's turned into a legitimate mafia. And in the mafia, you know, to get become a made man, you got to do things that make you compromised. And it's very much the same.
Yeah, I'm nodding. And when you mentioned Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drinking blood, each other's blood, it reminded me of Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton, where that right. same narrative seemed to exist. So they've been selling this for a very long time. I want to do another screen share here because I mentioned the heir to a fortune who raped his own children. DuPont heir gets no prison time for raping 3-year-old daughter. This is 2014. I reported about this so many times back in the day.
Yeah,
Robert Richards. Pardon? Yeah.
You reported a lot that people need to know, and is unbelievable.
Well, it's that Pedogate is real.
Yes.
Pizzagate is real. The story of Gabriel and Elisa and the children of Ella Draper and the Hampstead cover-up. Those children couldn't have identified tattoos on the private parts of their teachers and school administrators unless they'd lived it. And then the physician that examined them said, yes, these children have damage. Gabriel, in particular, has damage to his anus.
Yeah.
So these kids have been abused. And what happened? The mainstream horror media, the whole apparatus was turned against Ella Draper.
I know.
And she had to flee the country because they were going to arrest her. And so what happened? Gabriel and Elisa got turned over to the father, Ricky Derman, and God knows what happened to them. I know that years later, when they're a bit older, they appeared in an eBay ad where he was given an award and he was going by a different name. You can't make this up. So
yeah.
Robert Richards IV was in 2009 convicted of raping his 3-year-old daughter 7 years after she, then 5, told relatives that she didn't want my daddy touching me anymore. By the way, they buried the lead. He also raped his son. In an alarming twist, the judge who sentenced the heir to the DuPont fortune let him off with no jail time, arguing that the 6'4" Richards would not fare well in prison. So they're all in on it. And Pizzagate and Pedogate are very, very real, Mel, as you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I first started talking about it, it was because there was a time I was invited to a lot of stuff and because of what I did, and I worked with a lot of people, and there was a time when you would go to parties in Hollywood, in the hills, and these $1 billion mansions with all these, you know, people that, you know, other people would look at the outside and say, wow, that's cool. You know, those are great people. No. And you would see people coming in, managers, producers, other things with like 12 year olds at night, 12, 1 in the morning, you know, and being like, oh, here's my new client. And you're thinking, why is there a child at a Hollywood party at 1 a.m. without their parents? And this was not normal. And it became more and more obvious. And I saw it. And I did know a child actress that started speaking out about it. And, you know, was immediately shut up. But this is it's a pipeline. And then on the other side, there's the abuse that goes generation to generation. And I think that that's what's going on with a lot of these people. But it's indoctrination. It's kind of like, if you know about, I know you've done shows about like Skull and Bones and other things. It's about, there's also a blackmail element, a shame element, a you know, NXIVM had one of those schools too that broke the kids 4 or 5 years old so that they could control them for life. You know, Kathy O'Brien talks about, you know, the mind control. You have to get them before they're 5 years old, and then you have them for life. They're basically robots at doing what you want. And, you know, these people at this very high level, they believe that they are a different class. We talked about Luciferianism, Canaanites, and yeah, it's real. And it connects to the whole free abortion, cheer on abortion. Abortion should be free, easy, legal, and on every corner. It's the same people that are funding that are pushing this agenda, and it's really got to stop. And I think that they've crossed the line. I think too many people are watching it because of what they've done to schools. But think about how long it took to get to schools. It really did start in these very rich, you know, these monarch and these billion trillionaire heir families, one after another. The DuPonts have all kinds of stuff, but they all do, you know, if you go into them. But then it trickled down because of their money and their social engineering and all their NGOs that all sound good. They're all to the same goal, worshiping Lucifer. Satanic ritual abuse and mind control. And that's the way it works. And then either you join the family or you're at some point you get out, but a lot of those people don't make it.
You mentioned mind control. I want to play this for you. And then you tell me, are these women brainwashed? Are they under mind control, or have they just given themselves over to Satan?
Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity?
I hope they are.
Jesus, I am so tired of seeing this. You know what? I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh God, I hope so. I can just imagine the fucking snowflakes with that one.
Oh no. I just eat mine straight from the can.
I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Reuse, recycle, and burn them.
Yeah, I mean, it leaves me speechless. I mean, what can you say, Mel? Hey, friends, that concludes part one of my two-part interview with Mel Kay. In part two, we go even deeper into so many different areas. I'll post that just as soon as I possibly can. In the meantime, for real news, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family.
Please, God, please show me a sign. And there's a little fire going at the bottom. They get their little candles. But then this beam of light comes down from the sky. To me, this is just proof positive of group intention attracting powerful energies, which is what we need to do moving forward.